Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's November 9th, 2015. I am Mass Formatic. And this is Sub Terror Sounds.
Everybody thinks we're on
Good evening. It's November 9th, 2015. My name is Mass Formatic, and this is Subterra Sounds. This is art, artists, and artistry against authority. Rebel music, the rhythm of the revolution. That's right, this is Subterra Sounds. We're yours truly, Mass Formatic, on Blog Talk Radio. Subterra Sounds, part of the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Sub, meaning below or under, and terra, meaning terrain or ground. And like I said, this is art, artists, and artistry against authority. True revolution, not false rebellion. The revolution of the mind. The boom-bap rhythm of true activism. The science of sound, the science of speech, and the written word, poetry, literature, film, and more. The pain, the joy, the battle, the victory. The rise, the fall, the woven fabric of history. The true, the bold, the honorable, the daring. The expression of the soul for the experience and sharing. The concealed, the esoteric, the hidden, and the occult. The elevated mind combined to generate the collective electric bolt. The art, the action, the many, the sum. The clap and the hum and the rhythm of the drum. This is the rhythm of the revolution. Subterra Sounds. My name is Mass Formatic. And I would thank you for taking the time out of your Monday evening for being with me and getting down beneath the surface. I apologize for not having the broadcast on my regular night, Sunday, and some prior engagements to attend to, some prior business plans. So I'm with you guys tonight. And like I said, it's an honor to have you with me. So, you know, another week goes by, and this is, you know, crazy world, huh? And this, you know, this show, as well as the other shows on the Trivium Cafe Radio Network, we talk about the issues that aren't talked about, or at very least are very seldomly talked about, especially in the mainstream. Never. And the reason for that, mind control. We got into it. Control of mass media. Just go back and check out the archives in the three-part series that Raoul the Bull and myself, Mass Formatic, has done on the Trivium Cafe, the series on mind, 14 methods of mind control. I forgot which episode exactly we covered. There's 14 methods. I think we covered about four or five in each, but go back to the archives and you'll find it. But yes, we talk about the issues that are never talked about, never spoken of. And that's how we do it. And speaking of the Trivium Cafe Radio Network, I want you, everybody, to check out www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. It's there where you can link to all of the social media, as well as see and hear that all we got to offer. We got the Trivium Cafe with Raoul and myself, Mass Formatic, on Thursday evenings, 9 p.m. We got the Bull's Two Cents on Friday evenings with Raoul the Bull. And now we got Subterra Sounds with Mass Formatic, and returning shortly, Taking Off the Blinders with Randall Krause. And we are ever expanding. Check out the website. My man Raoul the Bull has been working tirelessly to add and get everything lined up. It's looking lovely. Every day he's doing something new, tightening up on the website. My hat is off to him. Check it out, www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Like I said, you can link to all of our social media, see and hear all that we got to offer. We also can be reached at Trivium thefreakcafe@gmail.com. And pertaining to this evening, if you want to comment, question, you may do so on the Facebook event page. I may answer respond to questions and comments. By the way, the number here is 347-989-1084. Again, 347-989-1084. Hit me up. You got a comment, question, press 1 on the keypad. I'm going to bring you aboard. I don't have a particular topic to get into tonight, but it's always concerning, A, the trivium, and B, art and artistry against authority, using that third step of the quadrivium. Yes, the quadrivium, the upper house. And that third step is music. That third step. We'll get into that on an episode of the trivium. But music, number in time. One of the lost taught arts. Like I said, never heard of the trivium before. It's a place where three roads come together in Latin. We're talking about grammar, the what, the who, the where, the when. We're talking about logic. This is the why. And then the third, our wisdom, the rhetoric. This answers the how. So check it out. All of our episodes, all linked in the archive. www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com is our artistry and artists against authority, authority, your rulers, okay? Positive action-based solutions and answers in remedy to get out and to break free. And like I said, music, the third step of the quadrivium, is an avenue, a channel, a vehicle to get out that positive message of truth. That's what I do. That's what many artists have done that I looked up to tremendously, that are out there using their talent, especially in music, because I'm a musician, using that as a vehicle and to get it out there, as well as any kind of artists that are using their talent, their skill, their gift, whatever you want to call it, to get out that positive message of truth and love and how we can change things to get out of the present human condition. So, excuse me. I want to thank you again for being with me. I wasn't going to go a week by and not at least open some conversation about particular things. So anyway, this is the passion that I got. And I'm so proud to be doing it here at the Trivium Cafe Radio Network with Raoul the Bull, Randall Krauss. You know, this is ever expanding, ever growing. Once again, check out the website. I'm going to say it again because my man Raoul the Bull been tightening up every day. www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Big shout out to Raoul the Bull, Randall Krauss. That's right. Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Other shout outs I want to get to. My man, Equinox Beats from Long Island, New York. Check him out. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. IMH, International Music Hustlers. That's right. Big shouts to Ryan, Mike, RIP, Raking in Paper. IMH is on Facebook as well. Follow the group. Of course, my man GC doing that new thing. And of course, last but not least, my man doing his thing in the area. Always grinding, always making moves. The Unknown Poet. Yes. Always making moves. That's a guy I'm going to have on whole future. And his son as well. Also doing his thing and carrying on the art. And doing his own thing. Good to see youth driven and making moves and getting out there and doing their thing, using their talent to get that message out there. you know, at least making an initiative, getting off the couch, getting off the chair. You know, go out there and do your thing. It's time to take some action, positive action-based solutions. This is rhythm, frequency, vibration based in the positive. When I'm talking about positive, all right, we say vibe. Oh, he's got bad vibes. I'm getting good vibes. We don't just say that. That's not just a cliche. That's true. So anyway, we're working in the positive. Always getting that message out there. We just started a series on the Trivium Cafe. Taxation. We're always getting to issues like that. And what we always talk about is, does it pertain to morality and violation of natural law or universal law? I love the topics we get into on the Trivium Cafe. Amazing to be a part of that and to talk about these issues from a particular stance and running it through that ancient methodology of how to learn. I'm going to say it all the time. You heard of the seven liberal arts, right? I mean, most people, okay, come on, you've heard of the liberal arts, the seven liberal arts, right? This is what we're talking about, the first three steps, your grammar, your logic, and the rhetoric. So that's like a center fixture around so much of what we do on the show. So when we're talking about positive action-based solutions, things that we can, how should I say, so everyone can understand, we can get the boot off of the boot of Big Brother, off of the neck of the people, or open up, open our minds to the realization of A, how this has been done, and how we can get out. And not everyone's going to get it, of course. But it's that element of, not element, what am I trying to say? That feeling, an emotion of care and compassion. I've felt it for a long time. I've wanted to do something. I used to be the angry young man, like that Billy Joel song. I used to be the angry young man. So I used to, years and years and years and years ago in my youth, I got tired of being angry and I wanted to do something about it. So I expanded my mind. I read. I listened. I asked a lot of questions. And negative vibratory energy of anger, even though anger is a fear killer, gets lighter and lighter and lighter till it all goes away, because now you have knowledge. And that is the first step of the Trivium. I ramble on, but it has a point. And it's always something we're going to talk about here on all of the shows on the Trivium Cafe Radio Network, whether it be the Bull's Two Cents or Subterra Sounds. We're talking about right and wrong action. And right action to expose what's going on, to spread that message of truth, and ultimately love. Overcoming fear with love. Because that's it. There's only fear and love. That is it. Those are the two bases, those two roots, or seeds, I should say. And from there, you're going to get two things. You can't go from one to the other. You're either going to grow in fear, and you're not really growing at all, or you're going to grow and flourish in love. Plain and simple. Something we're always going to talk about. Speaking of love, speaking about positive expression of the soul, the opening piece that we got into this evening from the album What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, the final ninth track, In a City, I'm Gonna Holler. my favorite cut from my favorite album of all time. Yes, Mass 4Matic's favorite album of all time, of all music ever created. My favorite, the most powerful, the greatest R&B funk soul album ever produced on one collective piece, unit. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? His magnum opus. That's his masterwork, his masterpiece. And you heard there in the beginning, Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler. It's the ultimate culmination of the album. And like I said, if you're an R&B fan, classic R&B, you've heard of Marvin Gaye. We've heard of his bubblegum stuff with Motown, you know, heard it through the grapevine and his early bubblegum hits. This is later on when his mind started opening up. Early 70s, I believe the album was released in 1971, possibly 72. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? The first, we got 9 tracks on the album. From 1 to 9, it tells a story. It brings you on a journey through this man's pouring out of his soul, his pleading, and his open hand to humanity, and his cries to the Almighty Creator, his Almighty Creator. And like I said, everyone views that Almighty Creator differently. Whatever you particularly think of the, God. Okay, if you don't believe in that, fine. This man on this piece of work poured out everything to humanity and all that exists. Talking about the social upheaval, the violence, the war, and everything else that was going, injustice that was going on at the time. 60s, 70s. The first track, What's Going On? We've all heard of that. They usually play that. That's usually one of the most played cuts from the album on radio. Talking about war, social movement. The second track, we have What's Happening, Brother? In this track, he's talking about a return from war, Vietnam. Making that adjustment back into society. Seeing the changes that happened to his once called home and his environment. Wondering if things are the same. And number 3, we have Flying High. A real deep, one of the darkest tracks on the album. Talking about drug addiction, isolation, and giving up. Number 4, we have Save the Children. That song of compassion and care of the suffering of children. He touches everything on this one. Number 5, Don't Talk About My Father. In this particular song, he talks about his oneness with his creator. May not be my view of what the creator or God or whatever the force, however you want to term it, is. An excellent track nonetheless, and not something I particularly hold against him. But it is his expression of his oneness with his creator. Number 6, we have Mercy, Mercy Me. Another popular song they play on radio, on the oldie station. I remember growing up listening to CBS 101.1 FM in New York. Used to always play What's Going On and Mercy, Mercy Me. Those were like the two songs they always played from this album. But in Mercy, Mercy Me, talking about environmental care and the damage and the hurting of the feminine aspect of Mother Nature. He speaks about the Earth Mother in a feminine principle. The hurting of nature, the harming of Gaia, Mother Nature, Tara, whatever you want to call it. And number 7, That's All Right. Basically just about relax. Once in a while, there's a time to sit down, unwind, and relax, and truly unwind from the tension A lot of tension going on. It's all right. Don't worry for the moment. You know, talking about social issues, politics of the day, getting a message out there, having people listen to your message, having people understand your message. Very taxing on the nerves, but he talks about it. Once in a while, unwind, and that's all right. Number eight, we have Holy Holy. This is a song about unity and commonality of man. And he spells it out, W-H-O-L-Y. And then the second holy, H-O-L-Y. You know, you could define the word holy, holiness, however you want. I don't have a particular definition at the moment, but if we're talking about a high divinity, a high regard for divination, if we're talking about holy, H-O-L-Y, from just a broad spiritual perspective, nothing's going to be holy unless the human race becomes whole. Too much divide and conquer. Nothing's going to be holy. Oh, reminds me. I'll say it in a minute. Let me go on. Then, the culmination, like I said, the ultimate culmination of this album is pouring out of the souls, cries to the humanity, is pleading to the Almighty Creator, and Inner City Blues, my favorite track on the entire album. So, Marvin Gaye, what's going on? His masterpiece. That's his positive action-based solution, getting out that message. Many people heard that, and now every time, not every time, but when you might see a commercial or a video clip or something like that of someone speaking, or there might be video clips of social upheaval, social movements going on. You might hear What's Going On or Inner City Blues. It just resonates with that emotion. And like I said, my favorite album of all time. I won't go on any further, but if I was like, you know, if I could only have one album, it would be this one. So anyway, not going to spend too much time on that. But Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? I suggest anybody who is a fan of classic funk, soul, R&B, check that out. So, it's November 9th, 2015. We're almost halfway through the broadcast. It's Monday night. Thank you for being with me and not engaging in the Monday night mind control called football. You know, they hit you on a Sunday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They got you on college football on Saturday. And on Sunday, they got you with the NFL. Then Monday night, you got to watch the game on Monday night. I mean, what are you going to watch, Dancing with the Stars or whatever kind of bullshit they got on there? I'm ready for the bull ring, but hey, sometimes it comes out. But I want to thank you for not engaging in the modern day a form of bread and circus and arena mind control, inauthentic male expression of weakness called NFL, and being with me and checking out what this is all about on Subterra Sounds. My name is Mass Formatic. The number is 347-989-1084. Subterra Sounds, sub meaning below, terra meaning under. Excuse me. Hey, it happens because this is live. Sub meaning below or under. Terra meaning ground or earth. See, I messed up my name on my own show. Yeah. So moving on. You know, I got a little bit of audio I'm going to play in a minute, but I'm going to give a few more minutes if just in case I get any callers. But let's talk about some other forms of positive action-based solutions. If you're an artist, like especially spoken word poets, man, because I used to do that when I was younger, but I just got busy and caught up with other projects personally with music. But it's something I always was interested in doing, and I really want to pick it up. But man, spoken word poets, they got a particular gift where they don't pick it. Their voice, a mic, and it's directly to people's ears. That's powerful. I want to get into it. I'm envious when I see others, man. One time we had, some poets, Kid Kane, Endless Will Davis come on Trivium Cafe. And it was, they did a individual pieces, and they did a piece together. It was amazing. So that was, doing that show, I think that was one of our highest rated shows statistically. If you look in the analytics, I'm not sure, but that was an amazing episode. And, just every time I see it, I see something across YouTube or Facebook or, not just anything, about something, you know what I mean? Something centered around the basis of this show. You know, we're talking about right and wrong, positive action-based solutions, making those moves to sever ourselves, from the authority, our rulers, the archons. You want to call it the New World Order, the Illuminati. I don't even know. One more thing I want to say. Every time I see Illuminati, I want to tell the people out there that, yo, we are the Illuminati. People talk about I can understand, the Illuminati and the dark use of occult symbolism. You want to call it that? Okay, fine. That's some broad term that we could use, right? Oh, the Illuminati this, Illuminati that. Bearers of the light. No, we are the true bearers of the light. Those snakes are operating in the darkness. We are the bearers of the light. If we want to be. If we open our minds and get off our asses, we can fucking do it. See, I'm getting all hyped up once again. But yo, that's what I'm talking about. Is using that skill to get up and do something and make moves and getting that positive message out there. And poets, they got that personal, one of the most personal, intimate connections with the audience or with the listener. So an art form I personally want to get into, and I'm envious of others. I said, man, I really want to do that. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, that's another thing. Another avenue. Artists, people who draw cartoons, political cartoons, or exposing something about psychology or philosophy, getting across a philosophical message, a moral message, in a cartoon. That's an amazing avenue of using your skill to get across a message of truth. MCs, of course. I mean, Chuck D was talking about so many things that was going on at the time and back in history. Used his talent, and he's from Long Island, by the way. Used his talent and skill to deliver a message of truth. Open your mind. Don't just accept what's been spoon-fed to you. Don't outsource your thinking. Don't just take what they give to you for truth. Peel away the onion. Get down to the bottom of it. A lot of taken for granted of a lot of official-sounding people and pseudo-intellectuals all over the place. On the internet, on mainstream media, having a very damaging effect on people's worldview. Worldview poisoning. people getting this negative, twisted, altered vision or perception of how things are, how things, and what's needed to change, if at all. Oh, and I love this. That's just the way it is. I hate that excuse. No, that's not just the way it is. You talk about something, that's just the way it is. No, that's not just the way it is. That's just an excuse. That's just a cop-out for not taking action. You know, it takes to take action. You gotta open up the mind. Well, one of the things I talk about here on Trivium Cafe Radio Network all the time is get your mind open. You know, if I could refer to a title of one of the shows, Taking Off the Blinders with Randall Krauss. By the way, Randall Krauss, such deep knowledge and research regarding the political, the dynastical, financial, occultic secret society interlocking network of groups, organizations, individuals, families, corporations. I mean, very steeped research into that whole interlocking network and how the machine works. Taking Off the Blinders with Randall Krauss. But yeah, take off the blinders and open up your mind. This is the revolution. The true revolution is the revolution of the mind. Which brings me up to my next piece. Krishnamurti talking about the radical revolution.
How very important it is to bring about in the human mind a radical revolution. The crisis, and there are always crises in the world, especially now, it seems to me, is a crisis in consciousness, a crisis that cannot anymore accept the old norms, the old patterns, the ancient traditions, a particular way of life, whether it is the American way or the European way or the Asiatic way. And considering what the world is now, with all the misery, conflict, destructive brutality, aggression, tremendous advancement in technology, and so on. It seems to me, though man has cultivated the external world and has more or less mastered it, inwardly, he's still as he was. Great deal of animal in him is still brutal, violent, aggressive, acquisitive, competitive, and he has built a society along these lines.
He has built a society along these lines. What do you think about what he said? Hit me up, 347-989-1084. You got a question, a comment? Do so on the Facebook event page. Like I said before, I may respond and comment. So what do you think about the radical revolution? You know, people think of revolution, you know, oh, the revolution, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution. What are we talking about when we're talking about the radical revolution? The revolution of the mind, changing the way we think. Undoing and re-engineering, back engineering everything that we've been taught, conditioned, and trained to think. taught what to think instead of how. Nice piece of audio right there, just about 2 minutes long, and just speaking on Krishnamurti, speaking on his observation and his take on what he knows of the past and what he's seeing. It's along these lines. Well said. So, it's November 9th. It's Monday. Not my usual night, but like I said, I was not going to let a week go by and not do this thing. You know what I mean? So I got another piece of audio that I'm going to get into in a little bit. But,
watch out now.
Yeah. Hit me up if you know what this is. Where's all my 90s hip-hop heads? I'm just going to let that beat ride as I go on. But anyway, yeah, positive action-based solutions. You know, we got a contest going on right now, Instagram, with the one-finger salute. A beautiful idea by my man Raul the Bull. Gotten a lot of picks so far. I sent in my own. I tried to add my own little flair to it, you know, personally. And get creative with it. Check it out. Trivium Network. Trivium Cafe Radio Network. And, you know, up on Facebook, on the Trivium Cafe page, you'll find out all about it. Instagram, the one finger salute to authority. Get creative with it. Get artistic. You know, something fun, something in the positive, and, you know, getting a conversation going. This is going to be the first of many that we're going to do here on the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. So, hey, just Subterra Sounds. And I'm just glad to be a part of this, you know, doing this thing. Like I said before, I get hyped up sometimes, and I really want to... Man, if I had the time and energy, I'd do another show. I might do so, but yeah, a lot of things going on. We're reaching the end of this year, and 2016. I'm looking forward to it, man. I want this to be powerful. I want to work like I never worked before. Next week, I'm going to be premiering some new music in 432 hertz tuning. So all my real music nerds out there, my real spiritual music musician nerds out there who are interested in solfeggio, the special tuning. Yeah, 432. Check it out. Next week, I'm going to be premiering that on, I think I'm just going to do it next Thursday, actually this Thursday on the show, Thursday night show with Raul and myself. So yeah, it's just an instrumental piece I'm going to be getting into. You know, a little bit of a breakdown explanation of solfeggio 432 hertz tuning when I, you know, after I play it. And it's just a nice little piece and something hopefully that'll be a fixture on so much of the things we do here on all of the shows. You know, I'm going to be using it as, intro music, hey, just listen to it while you ride in the car. You know, we'll have it, some of the official Trivium music. You know, all of the intros and some of the other cuts that I've made and some of the other stuff that's been used as some music intros, outros, segue music, and so on and so forth. We'll put together a little collection. I think that's a project I'll get on because as we further go along here, the deeper we go, more episodes build up. Would like to have, and I just thought of this, I'd like to have the Trivium Music, Trivium Cafe official library. These are songs doesn't even have to be a song. It could be spoken word poetry. This is something pertaining to the shows, especially here on Subterra Sounds. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about using your art and your artistry against authority, using your gifts. So, yeah, I'll be premiering that. Oh, I got 13 more minutes. Time is flying by. Ain't going to get into much else. I had one more little piece of audio. I think I'm going to get into it now, and then I'm going to speak on that. And then wrap it up for this evening. Time flies by when you're having fun, and it's fun is just an understatement for to describe what I'm doing right now with you guys here on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, I'm rambling on. I got another little piece of audio here. This is Ned Beatty's speech from the movie Network when he's speaking to Mr. Beale. He's fed up and he's angry at Mr. Beale and his rantings on air, telling people about how they're mind controlled by the television, so on and so forth. For anyway, from the movie Network from the 70s, this is Ned Beatty's speech.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it. Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems, one vast and immense, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale? You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom. boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale. The world is a business. What do you think of that? It's just a movie, just Hollywood. But oftentimes, art imitates life. Or is it life imitates art? Interesting. Yeah, Ned Beatty's speech from the movie Network. Check out that movie. We have oftentimes a clip of Mr. Beale, his big rant against telling people, talking about the television, how it's mind control. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. I mean, what do you think of that? That's actual, a true, even though it's Hollywood, it's fiction, it's a movie, yes. But very telling, and I think it's very evident in real life. You know, the world is a business. The big industrial corporate heads, leaders of quote-unquote nations. And did you hear what he said about nations? There are no countries, there are no nations, and there are no peoples. There is only Exxon, Dow, DuPont, so on and so forth. Right? Talking about the corporations. Very interesting. So we got a couple of minutes left. And once again, I want to thank you for taking your time out this evening, for joining me on my not so usual night, Monday, November 9th, 2015. My name is Mass Formatic, and this is Sub Terra Sounds. Got a lot of new things coming. Like I said, it's the end of the year. We got 2016 coming up. A lot of work. Once again, I can't say enough about it. Go to www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Raul the Bull is updating the website, tightening it up, adding things. I'm loving it so far. Once again, beautiful work. Got about 6 minutes. And you know what? Think about that, just about wraps it up for the evening. I'm going to get into some more interesting stuff next week, trying to get some guests for you guys. And that way you can't hear me just rambling on, Mass Formatic. Please shut the fuck up. Nah, I'm just kidding. But yo. Working on getting guests. So seriously, it's not just me talking, and can add new dimension, add new minds to the conversation. If I get some guests on particular topics, I want to talk about some current issues. One of the things I'm always pissed off about what's going on, currently in society today, is these pussy ass motherfuckers holding up their cell phones, videotaping their human brothers and sisters getting beat the fuck up by so-called law enforcement, or not even law enforcement, just watching the human beings, other human beings who have not violated anyone else. They're just going to film them and say, get off of him. Leave him alone. He can't breathe. Or stop crushing him. Stop. That's not going to work. The days of that is over. You are obligated. As a human being, you've got the moral obligation to protect your fellow man and woman. Okay, ladies. So, 850. Yeah, that's one thing. That pisses. Every other day, it's like a new video of some little teenager gets jumped after school, or some. Another video of some. We got that school police officer who flipped that little girl. That's like we said, we broke that down in, on the Trivium Cafe. That was a male adult who violently attacked a child, period. Strip away the euphemisms, all that bullshit, all right? That's what it is. So anyway, everybody listening right now, if you're a human being, if you got a heart beating in your chest, care and compassion to your fellow man, if you ever witness something, grab your nuts. Grab your diaphragm, ladies, if you want, and go protect your brothers and sisters. That little spark can make real change, real actual manifestation of change through positive action. Can't stress it enough. About to get into this audio, and yo, the true revolution, and it will never be televised. The revolution of the mind, it will never be televised. It's not something you can just watch on CNN, the cartoon news network. The revolution will not be televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Park without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbilly, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a jump in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
So,
So, no, the revolution won't be televised. A beautiful piece by Gil Scott Heron. I'm going to make that a fixture around here on Sub Terra Sounds with yours truly, Mass Formatic. And you know, I didn't get to say goodbye, but I'm going to stick with you a couple of more minutes. You know, got no callers, So I'm going to just wrap it up. Anything just on my mind. About to get into this beat right here. My man Equinox Beats out of Long Island, New York. Strong Island, yeah. Stand up. Anyway, let me bring that back.
Our knowledge has made us cynical. Our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much, we feel too little. More the machine, we need humanity.
Yeah, I love that. Check it out. Equinox Beats. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. My man. IMH, International Music Hustlers. Once again, big shout out, Ryan, Mike, RIP. I've been seeing the videos recently in the past couple of weeks. Little sessions going on in the studio, and man, I gotta say, man, I wish I was there. So excellent, man. I'm loving it, and I'll be checking out anything you know you got cranking out in the future. So yo, Equinox Beats, yeah. So anyway, November 9th, you know, we're moving towards the end of the year. I said it, and you know, it's that number. You know, we're it's not natural time. You know, we spoke about the illusion of time in our series about the 14 methods of mind control. One of the methods of mind control is the illusion of time in getting people confused about where, when, get out of natural time. And you might be like, well, what's real time, natural time? This construct of the 24-hour day, the 7-day week, the months, so on and so forth, has been set up over the years by dark occultists. We're talking about the Julian calendar. We're talking about the Gregorian calendar. We're talking about, you know, the master of time, the god of time, Kronos, Saturn. I'm going to do an episode on Saturn, talking about all aspects and angles of it, talking about the actual astronomy, everything that's involved in. We're talking about the actual physical, you know, space travel, the Cassini crafts that have been sent out there to monitor and see what's going on. Speaking of the images that have been taken from Saturn. What is it, the North Pole or the South Pole of Saturn? It's got a hexagonal cloud formation. Hexagonal, a six-sided, polygon, where it looks like one of the cage fighting rings. You know, that shape and the dimensions, and we're talking about symmetry here. No accident at all. And that's the pictures. Now, I know it's NASA. We're talking about Cassini. NASA, NASA, never a straight answer. But very interesting. The hexagonal cloud on one of the poles of Saturn. I forgot which one, north or south. But check it out. I should do a whole episode on Saturn. But anyway, getting back to my original point of illusion of time. Getting us out of time. Keeping us on the day-to-day grind. The 9 to 5 and the 5-day work week. We covered that in a series of mind control. 14 methods, illusion of time being one of them. So I'm going to dip out of here in a couple of minutes, but I'm going to just bring up a piece to take us out with, and I'm going to cue that up in just a second. But I want to thank you for taking your time out and listening to this. And if you're listening to this, from the archives, I thank you as well from the past to the future. Anyway, Yeah. Moving on, I'm lining up this audio. This is Talib Kweli featuring R.A. the Rugged Man. Learn Truth. Let me make sure this is the right one here. Nope, I'm going to bear with me. Yeah, it's got to be it.
Take a piece of America back.
Yeah, that's the one. So anyway, thank you once again. We'll be back at it. Usual day, Sunday, next week. This is Subterra Sounds. My name is Mass Formatic. This is art, artists, artistry against authority. Rebellion. True revolution is the revolution of the mind. The true, the real revolution, the radical revolution, changing the way we think. Thank you once again, and good night.
Take a piece of America back.
It's called truth. It's called truth.
We the last of the ventures flow as we carry it on our shoulders. I keep my friends close and the devil's a lot closer. When the freedom riders approach them, they appetizers for vultures. Soldiers of fortune and never no match for soldiers of culture. My flow is so fucking honest. You said you wanted to hear it. You lied because all you wanted was for me to lift up the spirits. The truth is too fucking ugly. And trust me, the shit I lay is. You touch me, you think you're tough. Leave the toothless as rugby players. The truth is too say it's disgusting. The true saviors remove with the gang. You niggas sweeter than fruit flavors. The truth player proven is true to the hide from. You misguided as missiles or a suicide bomber taking orders from the mullah, waiting for karma to pull up the stones. No match for bullets, Israeli ratchets are full of. Got a race in the mean a lie, like you're chasing them with a cop car. Like honor and being a martyr and a terrorist. It's a rock star dodging the Abu Dhabi, you're dodging the paparazzi. Still probably as popular as swastikas the Nazis. The cops protect the property properly when they crack a head. Murderers get as cocky as Perseus when the crack a dead. I wonder what be running through these crackers' heads. And why niggas are spilling more blood than Cincinnati caps and black and red. I take an active set, go back to bed. Allergic to the fumes, having a funeral for the news, cause the fact is dead. Trust is gone from the neocons to Barack Obama. America eats young from Casey Anthony to the Octomom. Wow. Fix it and mix it up like martial arts in the Octagon. I spit the fire to burn down Babylon.
Take a piece of America back.
You are fully heard. It's called truth. It's called truth.
Death by suicide bomb. Protestants, Bibles, or Quran, or Islam. From Genghis Khan to Vietnam, I can smell the napalm. Rape victims, rip stockings, redneck clan members doing church bombings. Innocent fetuses being aborted with no options. Humans, government ruining them, worrying what weapons could be used to be nuking them. Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem. Slaves treated like property. The Pearl Harbor, the Hiroshima, the Nagasaki, Adolf Hitler, to every murderous Nazi, to the Gambinos, to the Gotties, to every mafia atrocity. Child pornography, babies starving to die in poverty. Serbians fighting for in Yugoslavia, Muslim women being raped up to 40,000 in the war in Bosnia, the 50 million killed in the Second World War, the government poisoning the minds and the bodies of the babies that are born poor, half-saints blown up by Islamic extremists and religion. There's always drama, whether worshiping the prophet of Muhammad or Jesus, smallpox and Napoleon, troops dying from typhus, from the Spanish flu to the Black Plague, today it's the AIDS virus, bodies in coffins, political extortions, racist mobs, murdering Willie Turks, Michael Griffith, and Yusuf Hawkins. Check the murder rate of the human nature, the murder and hate, the Catholic Church claim women were witches, the burn them at the stake, pedophile predators attacking, 38 Beretta used by Gandhi's assassin, 60 bullets in Malcolm, it happened to Pam Manhattan, a homicide, Reagan, 80s epidemic, a cracking, soldiers in action, dying in Iraq, and never coming back, and now let's
take a piece of America back.
You will be learned. It's called truth. It's called truth.